Tonight we're going to have the shiur on Inyanei Purim. Next week we is Purim, so we won't have the shiur. Bez Hashem, the following week, Bez Hashem, we'll do back to Shabbos. And then the week after that, Bez Hashem, we'll do a Pesach shiur. And then it'll be ready, fine for... So that's more or less... The Pesach shiur Bez Hashem that I made was about schnapps on Pesach. This year. So as opposed to this year, it's going to be about schnapps on Purim. Wine on Purim, as we'll see.
When you drink enough and start to think it's Pesach on Purim.
Okay. So the Gemara in Megillah on the Zayin Beis says, Amar Rava, Mechayev inish v'vesumi b'puraya ad lo yoda ben or harman l'baruch Mordechai. So we have a chiyev to drink. Well, it doesn't say drink. It says l'vesumi. So Rashi teaches l'vesumi l'hishtaker b'yayin, which is a chiddush because pointed out, it never says it has to be b'yayin. Right?
Some of them nowadays mean something else.
Yeah. Right. Does it, meaning, could it be, in other words, is it an Indian dafka yayin? So Rashi writes yayin. It's interesting, the Avudraham, if you look in the Avudraham, page 21, says on the left column, the line word begins with Noach Velot, that line. He says Yesh Lomar Mibnei Shekos. What's the inyan of Yayin? They should call on Nisim Shanasu Yisrael Vechashvei Yeshayu Al Yidei Mishta. Ki Mitchila Nitzur Davashti Min Amalchus Al Yidei Mishta Yayin. Shenemar Bayom Hashvi. Oh, Ketov Leiv Hamelch Bayayin. So everything was a mishta. So therefore, so in other words, because levasumi, as we'll see on page one, could it mean, doesn't necessarily have to have the connotation of yayin. Rashi points out Levasumi's page one is b'yayin. And the Avudraham has pointed out, says that it's a zecher to all the things throughout Megillas Esther that happened at the Mishta Yayin. All the different episodes.
What is this chayiv? He all held that it was a chiyuv? Or he's trying to make it a chiyuv or what?
Well, so you're asking very well. What is mechayiv? In other words, so what mechayiv? Does that mean chova? What is this lashon of mechayiv? So that's the first thing we're going to talk about.
Maskana the Gemara, it seems like it's pretty bad.
No, oh. So there's the Gemara. Let's read on. The Gemara says, Rabba and Rav Zeira avdu sudas purim ade hadadi. Rabba and Rav Zeira had a sudas purim together. Ifsum, and they became shtickle drunk, or whatever you want to say. Kom Rabba shachtev Rav Zeira. So Rabba came and shachted Rav Zeira. L'mocha bai rachamei v'achyei. And the next day he davened and he had chiyas amesim. They say every Tanu Amora mentions, I don't know where it says that, mentioned in Shas has the ability to do Tchias HaMesim. Someone says that someplace. So he did Tchiyas HaMeisim. Lashana, next year, Hamalei, Nesi Mav, and Novit Suda Purim Badei Adari. You want to get together again? Hamalei, Lo B'chol Shata V'Shata Misrachesh Nisa.
Don't want to count on the days coming next time.
Right, exactly. So, so that's the story.
I have one question. I mean, the question I would have is time of the Megillah. Did they have the alembic to make something stronger than wine? Okay.
Gemara talks about the Gemara. The Gemara's wine was much stronger than our wine.
But still, yeah. They couldn't make something the equivalent of a scotch or a bourbon or a vodka. They needed the alembic. I don't think the alembic was invented in the time of the Gemara.
I had scotch.
Okay, I could be wrong.
Before 2,000 years?
No. I don't believe so. You needed the alembic, and the alembic doesn't get invented until much later.
You know, get caught up in the field.
Yeah.
Sorry.
They didn't have Kiddush
clubs. Yeah. They drank wine. They had beer. They had wine. So they take a look. Strong wine.
Take a look at the Baal HaMor on page 2. Page 2. It says, "I'm a Rav Chai Vishlam Sumim Puraya. Chosav HaRav Rabbeinu Ephraim Zal. Mehuv do dekam Rav Meshachtei Rav Zera. Leshon Amalei Tad Novid. Idchele Meim Bede Rabo. Veleitz Hilcha Kasol Kavosei. Velav Shaper Domi Lememer Hochi." So he says, from this Maisa that's brought in the Gemara, it shows that the Chiyuv of Rabba is refuted, so to speak. And therefore we don't paskin like him.
It's rubber.
So that's the Baal HaMor Shita, that we don't paskin like this. But Baal HaMor usually always says interesting things, and he generally doesn't make it lahalacha usually. Usually we don't paskin like Baal HaMor's.
I'm related.
You're related to the Baal HaMor? Were you in his home?
I was at his home. A lot of people are. Any Horowitz or Epstein claims to be a descendant of the Baal HaMor.
What about Fruchte?
Fruchte is claiming the Horowitz.
Yeah, okay. But other Rishonim, it seems to be the Baal HaMor is a Das Yachid. The Baal HaMor is a Das Yachid.
Rabbah was also Das
Yachid. Right, but he was Rabbah.
The ripples, like Rabbah, that.
Yeah, the Rambam brings it down on the next page. It says, "Ketzad choy v'zu d'zu sheyochol bosa v'yisad su d'noel k'fisha t'imtzot v'shosa yayin asher yishtakev v'yirodem v'yishakrusa." The briskers, the same for the briskerov, I think the Shekha said over from the briskerov, that what? They want to claim that the inyan of drinking a purim is only b'tocha suda, because the Rambam says it in the context of Ketzad Chovasu dezu. But from the Gemara, you don't see that. That's the Rambam's Kiddush. From the Gemara, it says Bepuraya. Nothing necessarily to do with the Suda. It's a separate Chiyuv.
Then it even be at night, right? It's not.
You see, night already is difficult because the Chiyuv, all the other Chiyuvim of Purim were only in the daytime.
What?
So the main Mishnah of Simcha. Megillah was a later Takana. And how do we know this? So the Rishonim point out, and then the Bin Shlomo talks about this, I think a Mori Dikaraya, is that the Mishnah in Megillah and Daf Chof and Yutes and Daf Chof have two Mishnayas there. One Mishnah talks about all the mitzvahs that you do throughout Kol HaTorah Kulo Bayoyim. You could do a kol hayom, like shofar and lulav, and all the mitzvahs balayla. You do balayla and list all the mitzvahs. In the yom list, it mentions Megillah. In the night list, it doesn't. So the Binyan Shlomer, Shlomo Kohen Vilna, says that the takon of night was only from Rav Shua ben Levi. That was the later takon of the Moraim, and it didn't exist in the time of the Mishnah. There's no Mishnah anywhere in Megillah that talks about Megillah Balayla. Megillah Balayla was a later invention. I mean, later in reference to the Mishnah, it was only in the time of Amoraim. That's why Tosa says that we, the Ashkenazim, have the minhag that we make another Shechianu on the Megillah in the daytime. Where Sephardim don't do this. Sephardim say you don't say at night, so what do you have to make another Shechianu in the daytime? But the Ashkenazim make two Shechianus, because Tosa says, because the Shechianu you made at night, on the Megillah at night, that's it's not going to pot to the Iker Chiev, that's the Megillah Bayom.
The Mishnah,
right? It was like once
the market day or something, right?
Yeah. Oh. So comes the Rav Yoh on page 5. Yeah. This is the new printing of the Rav Yoh. It was put out by the son of Rav Sraya Dublitsky. The Mechil, the Megimar, the Don Garcina, Amar Rava, Mechai Venus, the Vasumin, Nafshe, Adel, Yodav, and Or, Homer, the Baruch Mordechai. The Nira, the Chol Hani Tzorich, the Mitzvah, Baalmo, the Lowly Ikov. So that was your question. So is it a real Chiv? So the Rav Yosef says, not a real Chiv. There was Mela, the Balamor says, maybe it was a Chiv, but we don't pass like this. He's saying that even Medina the Gemara wasn't a Chiv. It wasn't a chiv. And there are various Gedolei Achronim that followed the Shita of the Rav Yoh.
How could it be a mitzvah and not be a chiv? If it's a mitzvah, you're b'chiv to do it.
No,
but you can be mevatel a mitzvah, of course, but you know, but you're obligated to
no,
do it.
No, but maybe you can have a concept of
voluntary.
Rav Shechter once mentioned a couple of mishalim of voluntary, like the most, say, the Vilna Gaon sheet about matzah, the rest of Pesach, besides the first two nights. So he held that the first two nights is a choiva, and after that there's a mitzvah, kiya mitzvah, even though there's no choiva.
Okay.
There's other examples also, but that's the most prominent example.
We're talking about getting drunk, right?
Right, whatever that means in the Gemara. M'chai v'inus v'masumi adelo yada.
Is this saying...
It's only l'mitzvah.
The extent of the drunkenness or the drunkenness b'chol?
The whole thing is only...
Maybe
you should drink a little, but not that.
Maybe the chiyav is drink a little bit, but the lo la'akev is going on the fact that you don't need to get drunk to the point where.
I mean, is there an inyan to drink a little and not to drink ad? We'll see. Okay, that's an interesting point. We'll see.
What's lo la'akev?
Yeah.
So if you the lo yada is a maximum shear.
Ad lo yada is like the all
above. We have a higher maximum. Up to.
But not the yada.
But you don't need to
drink.
Is there a
meal? What's the yada?
I guess lying
on the floor.
What's your unconscious?
Unconscious would be adilo yada.
Yeah.
There would be a, you know.
That's what I say. You could be answered by taking a nap. That's the famous Tito Lewis version.
So if you look now on the next page, page 6. This is 5, you're right. Hilchos Minhagim Arash, Rabbeinu Sholom Minoistat. So he's from the early, you know, the Maril quotes him, and so he says, Mikan ve'echto ma'at min yore purim. Kshemati ve'isi m'mori harav Sholom Zatzal. Omali Marash Hekosuv Aviezri. So he quotes the Aviezri. Aviezri is the Rav Yoh. Exactly what you said. You said it well. So he's saying that that's pshat in the Rav Yoh, that it's a mitzvah adlo yada, but it's not a chiv. So therefore,
you're not
meaning, so your chiv is only to drink a little bit. and you want to do a mitzvah min a mufchar, then you do al de lo yada.
So where do you have the mitzvah altogether? The mitzvah is levasum al de lo yada.
Right.
If you do less than that, then it's not a mitzvah. You're not mechuyev to do the mitzvah.
No, levasumi means you make yourself in a nice mood by drinking.
We mean
right.
We mean you have a mitzvah min a mufchar. Is that what you're
saying? Yeah. So, but he's saying that. So that you should do, maybe if you, and then the rest is only reshus. That's not a chovah, and you're not considered mevatel a bitul essay or a bitul anything if you didn't do al de lo yada. That's the Marash, and the Maril quotes it as well.
So far, no one would say you should drink alcohol. Right?
So far, we've seen the Rashi that says Yayin, yeah. And we saw the Avudraham that says it's Zecher. So if you look in the Maril, it says, Amar Rav, Chayim Yinish L'Vesumi, B'Purayat L'O Yodah, Ben Orah Hormon, L'Morach Mordechai. Peyach Rashi L'Vesumi, Kloma L'Ishtaker, V'Shal DSP, Marie Segel, V'Kain Sarach L'Ishtaker, B'Yosef, Heishi V'Lai, Tachi perish the Baruch Mordechai v'or homon him olim gematria b'shove. He says the same gematria. Uvakal yishtoker adam to toa l'chavein minyonim. Right? In other words, if you drink a little bit, you won't be able to add up the numbers. V'omar shakenu b'sefer aguda. V'omar marash shakosu b'avi ezri dafka mitzvah l'vasumi v'lo l'chiyuva. So again, he doesn't say it out as clearly as the Marash himself, because like he says it out, your question, that does it have to really be, well, what part is the mitzvah? So it's Marash from the Marash inside, that to drink you should do, but there's no chova to, you know, some will say, some Achronim said that it's, that Adol Yoda is a ptur. In other words, well, yeah, then you put them in a, you know, you can, not that that's the key in HaMitzvah, or so some learn, some Achronim. And the Maril in the Tshuva also quotes this Rav Yoel, the Mitzvah Lulakiv. And you'll notice these Medayik on page 8. Hada Amar Rabba, Mechayiv Adam Levesumi, Vaday Mitzvah Ba'almahu, Hachimash Malishan Mechayiv Adam, Velokomar Suda Kachdina. He says, Mechayiv Adam, Mechayiv Inish, he says, that's more mashma, a mitzvah min a mufcha. But we could have said, like, This is the way you have to do it. This is the way the Suda's Purim Ketzad. Then he says, "Time of the Mishta Ksiv Veika Mishta Below Shikrus." All you need is Mishta. You don't need Shikrus. Tanya Rav Yosef Yoli Minesh also Betainus when you made Mishta Mechal the Nafik Below Shikrus. Will be Suba Kulei Hai. So that's all you need is to. You don't need shikrus. So that's not part of the chovah. So that's the Rambam says that, the Suda thing.
This whole thing sounds just very funny to me that we're going into the protodinum of Levasume and we've never cleared up where this came from in the first place. It's just Omarova.
Right.
Without a source, without an asmachta, without anything.
So the Avudram says maybe it's a zecher for the...
Yeah, it applies svaras, but if you want to say a new din, you want to say a chiddush, you have to say this.
Well, the pasuk says you made mishta v'simcha, like you said. So
you're using mishta as literally, drinking, as opposed to mishta.
Yeah, right, that's what you said.
That's what you're...
Yeah, I said right here.
Party like a rocker.
Now the Beis Yosef quotes the Orchas Chaim on the left here on the next page. Kosev Baruch Hu Chaim, Chayev Hinish L'Vesumi Parayel, Lo She Yishtakir Shashikros Yisr Gomer, Hein Chaver Gdol Mizu, Shugorim L'Gil Hayaretz, Shvichos Domnim, Vecham Haver Zlosam. Ach She Yishtu Yosem Milimudu Ma'at. So the Baruch Hu Chaim says, no, of course you can't get drunk. It's Yisr Gomer, it's going to Gorim to all the Haveris. So Yishtu Yosem Milimudu. The Bach quotes the Rav Yo here on the right side. And therefore comes the famous words of the Ramo on page 10, where he writes, the Chabad says, Chayv inish levesumi parayad lo yada, hagav yeshom dein tzorch lishtakir kol kach elo yishte yosem ilimudo. The yishon, ubetach she yishon, eni yodeh ben aram olam baruch mordechai. But it's interesting that if you look in the, I didn't put this in this packet, but in the Sefer Mechir Yayin, Mechir Yayin is a Sefer that the Ramo wrote on Megillas Esther. Yeah. And in that Sefer, the Ramo writes that you have to have Shekrus or Shalot. You know, so someone was just asking me today, Talmud, you know, how do you shtim these two Ramos? So I think the true answer is in the Pre-Chadosh on page 11. And look in the second arrow. He says, in the middle, Miu ata shadoros mukukolam roi litpos ksvaros rabbeinu Ephraim. He says, in other words, the Iker Din really was like Shekrus or Shalot, real, you know, you know, obviously, one should never drink and drive, chas v'sholom, never, even a little bit, you know. But I think the doros hashvach and people are going to drink, it's going to be problems are going to happen. So we can falazach that there's a Rabbeinu Ephraim sheet that we don't, that the Balamor quotes, we don't paskin for this whole thing. So whatever you do is a milah, because mikradin, you don't have to do anything. But that's because we always have this default shita of Rabbeinu Ephraim in the back of our... But not that this was the real halacha. I mean, the real halacha, like, you know, was, you know, to really drink. You know, like Ramo writes in Mechir Yayin, or Rav Lachman thought that was the... Like Rav Yossi Prager says from Rav Lachman that's Pasha Pshat in the Rambam. That actually your Yardim Bishikruso. Not just you drink a little bit and you take a nap and you know, but as he writes, Hadoros Mukul Kolam. Doros and you know and people you know we're not and he's saying this in his time, Kal v'chomer in our time. Roy, Litpos Svarz Rabbein Ephraim Shmulishtos Elamat Kat Yosim Mimasher Murgo. Because you know, so you always have that. So you're made a frayim. So then, okay, so drink a little bit. So you know, because meikra din, the whole halacha doesn't really. But I don't know. I think that's what really everything is based on. But if you're really saying what's the Iker Halacha, it seems that probably the Iker Halacha was to drink, but Chas V'Shalom never to drink and drive, but that type of thing. Now I'll show you something very interesting. There is a Chai Adam on page 12. And he writes the same thing we saw before, Sifal Lamed. He says, Kevan shekol hanes haya al yidei yayin, ki betchila nitra davashti al yidei mishta, uvar estim chen inyan haman ploso al yidei yayin, chen chi vacham lihishtakir. The idea of drinking is because everything is al yidei yayin. Fachas lishtos yosim hergolo, kadeh lizkor hanes hergolo. No omno. Hayadeh ba'atzmo she yizalzel oz b'mitzvah min ha-mitzvahs. B'netilas yadayim. Ubracha, ubirkas amozon. You're not going to do these things. O shalom yispalam mincha, o mariv, o sheinig makalas rosh, Mutav shelo yishtake. Whole mass of you l'shem shemayim. So that's the chayyadu.
This is for Moshe Rabbeinu by one Yasser Pot.
He had a few. I was actually looking in the Sefer Orach Mishpat for a different tshuva, and I stumbled upon this tshuva. It's a tshuva written by Rav Kook to his father-in-law. And it's a Peladik Achuva. Okay, on page 13. The Aderis. This is father-in-law.
It's also not people know. I've seen it the other way. There's the Shver writing to the Aden.
Right. So Rav Kook writes this Achuva to argue with the Chayodim that we just learned. He says, Ershom Lahayim Madikashali Ala Chayodim. Vote Poskim. Because shall be spalo mitzah hashikrus lo yishtake. It's better. It was if you're going to get drunk, but it's going to cause you, you're not going to daven or you're not going to do. Don't do it. Timihani came the naktina kishitas rova poskim the adol lo yodahu mitzvah. Hakolpanim the rabbanim bechal simcha im kain hu osig be mitzvah. Falama lo yiftar mitfila ufrachi anos beshikruso. So he says, it's osik b'mitzvah, patam in a mitzvah. Harigam b'shikr mitzad reshus, anu choshim usol l'onis, l'inyin tashlum. Ach dis asma b'onis, ein isur b'dina, b'mokam mitzvah. Sharei l'das haramah m'siyat amutam l'ikanis b'sfina, b'mokam onis, chil l'shabbos. Chachal v'or mitzvah gam b'erv shabbos. He became ma'atam yiyya osul ach dis asma b'onis shikrus. B'bitul mitzvah d'rabbonan, mitzad mitzvah d'simcha. But the Gemara says, "Listak here." It doesn't say, "Well, you got to make sure you get a daven mincha." And who says you'll be able to get yourself composed? He says, "A machmir in the mitzvah of adoloyada, even at the expense of." So this is it's interesting to write to a Shvi'ah.
What does machmir mean?
Meaning everyone else is saying that you don't have to drink so much.
He's saying you do.
You do.
He's putting this mitzvah on a big pedestal.
Even if you don't necessarily do the other things, this one you got to do.
Like this mitzvah is even a machlokes. If it's a mitzvah, it's a kiyev, and it's going against even birchas hamazon in the fire of them, right? Which is daraisa.
Right, if you have right. Right. So he says, Hashem Yisbach Yisabcheinu Be'emes. So obviously this is not a well-known tshuva. But I always like to see new things, you know. But I don't recommend one following this, you know. But it's an interesting perspective that he had, you know. That
how about this? He's got a good point on the benching is the rise. So what happens?
But you're osik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. There's a whole discussion doing you're osik in the mitzvah d'rabbanan with the patur's. And if you hold that poor, some hold the Suda's Purim as a daraisa, because it's in the Megillah, you may mishtav simchas, divrei Kabbalah ki divrei Torah dami. That number one. Number two, there's some shitas that hold osik b'mitzvah d'rabbanan is even part of a mitzvah d'rabbanan.
According to osik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah, are you allowed to put yourself in a position where you would.
Yeah.
Come into the mitzvah?
Yeah, you can put
meaning, like, if you're really, really drunk, are you allowed to wash in order so that you know you're going to end up benching? Or meaning, like, are you not allowed to eat because you know you're going to end up not being able to bench?
No, because you have a chiyuv to have the suda.
So no, but you're putter from the suda if you didn't. Meaning, if you started drinking before
it. Drinking is only part of the suda. Really
that's only if you hold, like, the Rambam, the Brisker Rav.
I'm saying, are you putter from the other mitzvahs of the day?
Really well, drunk. Obviously you're not going to drink wine before the Megillah.
Yeah, I think this drunk is going to be clearing this.
Yeah.
It's going for it. Rav Kook's specifically going out davening.
About what?
Davening.
davening. Mincha.
Yeah.
Not shacharis.
Yeah, but not that.
No, but I think he would hold everything as...
I thought it was more global than just mincha.
Saying it's drabbanan, the acre mincha.
Now, I mean... I think for our door, you know, the pre chadash makes a lot of sense. You know, that we're the doors of Mekul Kolim, so you know.
Why don't we hold like it?
What?
Saying why don't a lot of people hold like it?
Hold like
pre chadash.
We do. Yeah.
Depends which circles. Like in YU, the Rebbeim signed this thing that you shouldn't drink so much.
Mm-hmm.
Just follow the Ramah.
I don't know. I can tell you, I know what my friend gets up to.
And the Bina Litim here on page 15 says, "In Kaimana Salamash, number of Hefech Zeh, Shuchiv Gomer Levasumi Puraya." He says, "Chalilu Ilhakish Pshutun Shaldvar Melinya Din. Ashe Melisafek Ashtia Yosef Mehanol, Ki Mitzvah Protis Mi Mitzvah Sayom. Ranimna Milkai Machas Vesholom. Because if you're saying it doesn't, you ain't no chel b'shei Yisrael b'kabbalah all divrei Rebbe Seinu. You don't, you know, Chacham made a din. So you're saying the din, you're trying to wash away a din of Rebbe Seinu. So he's very stark. Yeah. Okay, so he's very stark.
He continues. It's not a good point. He says, "The harvest ketzas al min hogo." What would happen if you learn that shot in the original Gemara that Rava Bechayim Sume doesn't mean drunk at all? It means just to drink more than usual. And Svara, all the nisim that happened all day, none of them were drunk. No?
Yeah.
So the drunkenness is not going to be master the ness of Esther and etc. and Vashti. That wasn't from being drunk. That was from being a lie.
Oh, but take a look for a second in the Sefer Mishnah Sochet. Yeah. And who was the Mishnah Shocher? What else Sefer did he write? No? Sefer Eim HaBonim Smecha. Right, that's the famous Sefer of Eretz Yisrael. So his Shuvah Sefer is Mishnah Shocher. So he's very stark here. He says, "The Sapakti b'hada Omru Chazal m'chayv inish l'vasum p'raya nifsak l'halacha b'shulchan aruch." I am b'bina, so he quotes this b'bina l'hitim. Yerush Chaval, shakos l'shulchiv gomor. Chali l'hachich p'shutun shal dvar m'inyan adin. Shal b'lisofik ashtia yosef me'enog hu mitzvah protis m'mitzvah sayom. Kifi ha'remozim v'asodus ha'nechlon b'zeh. V'animna m'kaim chas v'shalom v'yos ha'dover m'ruchak v'sikhlo. Ain't no chayv b'shei Yisrael b'chavos all divrei Rav Seinu. Right? That was what we saw. He says, "V'dvar v'hein l'musur haskel neger ha'chacham v'neim b'zman hazeh chas v'yadah sh'molo liba m'zalzal b'divrei Chazal." He says, so he's very stark. In other words, like the pre-chadish is saying b'zman hazeh, we could, you know, chill off about this a little bit because we always have to bala more. He's saying, "No, chalila. Put chazi lagon bal b'inidim imki ha'yaboki gam malimud echol." That is because, like someone pointed out, usually the more sophisticated people say, "Oh, the, you know, drinking is not, you know." But he was a baki in limud echol kiadua di mei neruso aviv chincha b'chachmas academia alpha pikein bitel daito v'sichlo. Even this big intellect was bitel daito v'sichlo neged divrei Chazal. So he's making an attack on the intellectuals who are, you know, making fun of Divrei Chazal.
What year was this?
Good point.
And what we're reading now.
Then he says, "Hine kam staf kachna hechadin im elo maoz lichtos yain lemitzvas hayom." Im chuyv lahaskir atzmo olim kor kivlevusho. Does we have this halachas that we have by Dalat Kosos and by Neiris Chanukah? Lavas lekayim a mitzvah v'suvik kumad kayim gam by Arba Kosos and Matzasi. B'sefer Kodesh Magen Meishorim leRabbeinu HaBeis Yosef. Right, that's the sefer that the Malach learned with the Beis Yosef. Parshas Hakel, Shishri Gamke, the Shtiyah, the Purim, the Shtiyah, the Arba Kosos, and Pesach. He equates the Shtiyah Purim, the Shtiyah Arba Kosos. The Kosos Zeh Loshon, Alol Chol Leminda, Ki Yimei HaPurim, Vrel Pesach Mutu Lishtos, Kol Yayin, She Yirtza Adam, Ulus Aneg, Ulus Panek, Ulus Horos, She Yisrael, Smechim, Vishosim Yayin, Bimei Inu Chasashom, Hasbun, Tavaz, Yisrael, Tava Avodus Kono. Fein Amar Lo Hamagin, Lekamon, Bazur, Basur, Shabbat, Yondi, So he's saying that there's an Indian. He's the Chavishus, the Mishnah, the Chavra, of a loyal Yosemidai, on a regular Shabbos in Yom Tov. Bar mi Yom de Puraya. The Leis Gedi le Mishnah el Kama de Mizvoi. The Kama Godel ha Mitzvah Achi of Mishnah's Bepurim. So he says, he compares Shtiyah to Purim, Shtiyah to Pesach. Ulai gam azeh shovel le Mechuyev l'mkor ksus o lavos o l'asker atzmo, do mi at the Pesach. And then he quotes the Bach that he says, "Kol Adam, Chayiv Kol Adam, Lomu Kol Adam, Afilu Oni Hamikabel Tztaka, Chayiv Lo Seis Bima Shenostolo, the Indin Matonis Avyonu Bepurim Kedin Shtat Tztaka, the Hechshem Mitzvah Bepurim, Lateis Matonis Lavyonu Kedin Dal Kos Pesach." So he's very stark on the chiv of drinking on Purim. Oh, so now let me show you another nekuda, interesting thing from the Minchas Alazar, the Mukach Rebbe. Milchus Alozer on page 18 in his Sefer Nimukei Orachayim. Nimukei Orachayim on the Shulchan Aruch. So he has a discussion. Let me think what you would say before we see what he says. If somebody gives you a nice bottle of wine before Purim, high quality wine, should you drink it on Purim? Or should you wait to use it for Pesach for the Dal Kosos? That's the question. Mekor b'shas begila, stakir b'yayim arizal. Yine shemati b'shem godol ech v'tzadik ech asher nosim ol gvir v'chosid echad bach bo yayin yoshon v'tov kod apurim. V'shal ol v'ezim man yivcho lo lishtosa. Ol apurim ol Dal Kosos ol Pesach. V'chri ha tzadik anizkir le'el de hashos ad Pesach l'dal Kosos. So this is God and Tzadik said you should leave it for Pesach. So now he wants a mefalpel.
In my beer and all the mitzvahs.
Yes, so that's what he wants, a mefalpel. So he says like this. Nechzei enam mezes Hashem Yisbarach im lodun b'zeh ma'ashak kozum v'nodun me'er radvaz. There's a famous Truva's Radvaz that a person is in jail and he has one day he can come out of jail. Which day should he pick? Right? That's the Truva's Radvaz. T'mishah nitin l'zman l'tzeiz m'meiz asurim l'tzeiz m'mitzvah. Im yamtin said he wait for some like big mitzvah like shofar and Rosh Hashanah. I would have said wait for shofar and Rosh Hashanah. That's what I would say. Or whatever comes first. Read the Musaf next page 19. He says, he says, I understand, a Purim, you have to use Yayin Meshubach. It's a mitzvah b'yayin. So you should have the best Yayin. In other words, he's there, the mitzvah is Yayin. So you should have the best Yayin. So leave it for Pesach. But by Purim, it's not a din what? Of Yayin. It's a din what? Of Levasumi. So whatever you Levasumi is good enough. But here it's dollar kosher of yayin. Okay, tzarich liyos min amufcha yayin yoshin, mashen kein bepur. So that's how we want to explain why this Gaon and Tzaddik said it's better to wait for Pesach. And if you wait for Pesach, you'll also get a mitzvah when drinking on Pesach is Oneg Yontif, Simchas Yontif. But then, so that's to support that opinion. But then he says, maybe not. Ula yesh lomar kevin zedivrei kabbalah kedivrei Torah damyon, that something is in Tanakh, in Megillah Esther, it's like the Doraisa. Umikra nemar mishta v'simcha b'purim. Kevin shenemar kibim kubul, kibim l'mala. Okay, have a derech tziva, v'nikra divrei kabbalah. Kamu divrei Rashi, the Moshkosu Mokamacha Michasalaza, Kenadain Yosef Hashti Bepurim, Shahu Bidive Kabbalah, Medal Kosas and Rabbonim. But maybe Fakir, Purim is in Tanakh. Dal Kosas is not in Tanakh. It's in the Rabbonim. So therefore, maybe it's as far to be Madif than the Shti and Purim.
What about Shabbos? Why do you have to go to Pesach?
So because that's probably only the Rabbanim. Gam yesh lomar v'sum purim yochel lishtos rak mibak v'yoshen alaz v'yikayim divrei chazal gamrei binyan b'sumi masha enkein im yonichu v'pesach az yistarach b'mokam alaz lishtos v'purim harba yayin poshet shkich v'tzarach v'malaz kevoso asher yaki v'yichel chas v'shov yochel stakin. Because if you have the good wine, you can get drunk even with a little bit. The more... We have a million?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah. I didn't dump it, but I don't know if it's enough.
So he says, if you leave the wine for Purim, you'll drink a little bit and you'll do good enough. But to get drunk on the Shvacha wine, you're gonna have to have much more, and then you're gonna throw up and you're gonna get sick. And but by Pesach, even a Pashen wine, you don't have to have anything more because it's a shear of a revis. So that's as far to say, leave the good wine for Purim, because this way you'll be able to drink less and you won't get sick.
This is not a question in being like.
But then he says, "Oh, the huikar, like you said, l'chora v'yasi l'chora came in the purim who muktam bezman u'mitzvah shabal yachal yatach mitzena." So you say, "Upeni enes chas v'shalom ala Pesach." But then he says that maybe you don't have to, the Ramah, you don't have to drink Shem Tzorach Lishtos Kol Kach Harbe. So Efshar Gam B'Yayin Poshet. B'Yayin Kosas Tzorach Lishtos Min Amufkar. So he's going back and forth. Then he says for the B'nai Yisoschar, even the shenim to yain achar kasher mishpachem b'purim gam yain kasher shal pesach natal dal kos v'mitzvah davka lishtos b'purim yain meshubach v'yoshen because they ispasim yisrach yosef v'day gam k'at mayin kazal
yichom. I
believe. Oh, page 20. Yeah, we did. Yeah, page 20. Right. Chilzah hagam sheyish mitzvah derais v'chilzah. He says. So he quotes from the Bnei Yisoschar, because of Dover Shehu, Achilas Adam, page 20. Hagam sheish mitzvah midorais of Achilas Zu, lo b'chayvin l'hadde Achila hu b'hidduk l'mashar mitzvah, sibu zakeli. He says, why not? הגם שיש מצווה דרייס מחילה, זו לא מחילים אחד האכילה הוא בהידר, כמו שאר מצווה, סביב זה כלי ועבר. ראייסו משעס, שחילקו בציס של שנה שהוא מאמין לשעי כמו מצווה הסיבה, משום זה כלי, פי הגמר. תפשי לספסח האחרון, זה משעל עד כאן הוא כאמרו, משום דבו בינו זה כלי. תאחר לציר זה מור, אין הידר מצווה. That's the famous idea from Rab Chaim. Once you fulfill the mitzvah, so there's no hidr after the fulfillment of the mitzvah. This is heavy right in the Gamma Chilas Pesachim, Moshiach Hidr Mitzvah. But Emma Zayn Zayn Yen Stirul Mazal Zorainu, the Hidr Lechud, we're going to move Chor Lechud. Talk about Gamma Hidr, Shapir Mechalkinim. See, Hidr, once you finish, it's finished. Amal Gamma Yichias Pesachim, to eat it, Mashiach Hidr Midaraisa Bedover Mitzvassal Venatko Vassal Lachol Bebir Hashem Zachila. Mashiach Enkeim in a move Chor Shatea Pesach Mechiloso, Shomid Vitov, Zashiach Gamma Chilas Pesachim. Yeah. So he says, "In no, sorry, the shmei of the and the yafe be'etzem achila." Chaim b'shas megillah. But something that's eaten, was that tasty? I'll call ponim raya mechatas aniska as the hu nechol chol. He meets a litchok. Because the hosom shiny b'chatas al kopanim hu korban hagam shenechol v'shayach mo akivim v'ol b'chasecha. Okay, so he goes on discussing the chidur mitzvah, and in the end he says adas nota that you should leave it for Pesach. The Purim yochel stak gam yayin acher, because Purim you can use the old. And Purim, you don't even need wine, so leave it for Pesach. And that's what it says, Minag, the Birchas Elazar, on page, what down? On page 22, Yishef Achai V'Shalom. He writes, the Minhagim of the Birchas Elazar, Achat Tfilah Shachris, Nichnas Techer HaTfilah Shebeisah Mesubim, Yichidah Skula, and also Pasa Baba Kisin. He took some, you know, some pumitash and something like that. He had sarf and he had some schnapps. Chavut simcha sayom. Rabbeinu shosem yikodem kosech ad yayin mishubach v'achol ma'ad mi'mazim. V'gam chachach shosem ma'ad yayin sarf mitam mitzvah schiyev l'vesumi puraya. So he held yotzei mitzvah l'vesumi with schnapps. You don't hold you need wine for l'vesumi. So, Mamele, if you hold like that, then certainly you should leave it over for Rabbi Harfin is wanted to point out that against the brisker shita of Davka B'Tocha, because he says, if you look in the smock here on page 23, he says, the second arrow on the left, he says, last line there on the Mishikrus of Kimlo, on the Yayim Tocha Suda, Einu Meshaker. So if Yayin Mitocha Suda is not Meshaker because you're eating the food with it, so maybe Dafka, that's what Rav Harfin says, maybe the mitzvah is Dafka, not Mitocha Suda. So the Briskers say from the Rambam, it's Dafka Mitocha Suda. Rav Harfin is on page 25 in the bottom, the right left side. He said, Adraba, Yesh Mokam Lomar Sheyesh Lahakbi Daikra Lishto Shalom Shasa Suda. If he Mashach Hevi, Hamagen Avram, be safer smack. Hamagen Avram closes the eyes. Yain she b'toch hasuda, einu mishaker. Came a poskim mitzvah of the sumi, einu she shtaker, came be yishte, so maybe it's dafka shalom b'shas hasuda. Because b'toch hasuda, meila lo yishtaker. So, it's not so poshut, but he says in the bottom, look at the bottom, page 23. Even though the smack says that Yayim Tachasud is not Mishtakeh, but the Rabbeinu Peretz, my friend, Rabbi Dr. Einstein, our friend, Rabbi Dr. Yehuda Galinsky, he's right, he came to America, he's a professor in ours as well. He's a friend of ours. So he came to write a book on the smack. So yeah, I think he finished his book, or finishing his book. So at the bottom of the smock is the Rabbeinu Peretz. He wrote the footnotes on the smock. So he writes, Niradim Sod Sudas Simcha Gon Sudas Yontif or Sudas Nisu and Apurim Avol Pishalo Shosha El Besuda. So you might think, if you're drinking the Sudas Namishnakir, then you could paskin, because the halacha is you're not supposed to paskin if you drink wine. Ein lo lahoros. So he's saying, well, you know, he's saying still there could be some level of shikras.
Maybe the Rambam doesn't say chayvit, like adelo yada, he just says chayvit dakes, maybe that.
Okay, but what we saw today is very interesting in the Chudas. We saw, we're not finished yet, but what we saw that there's a discussion, Bechlalo, that we paskin like this, Shita, of Rava. We saw maybe Mechayev just means a Rishus. You know, just have to drink a little bit of Mechayev is a Rishus. And we saw the Prechadish says that maybe all these Shitas that are more Mekel are really ultimately relying on the Balamor and the Rabbeinu Ephraim. But on the other hand, we saw Rav Kook and the Mishnah Socher. Rav Kook says, "At kidei kach," that you're drunk, you get drunk, and any mitzvah you don't do, you're not responsible for, because osik mitzvah part of a mitzvah. And then Rav Totel, the Mishnah Socher, says maybe you have to. It's like dal kosos. You have to show lal psachim. You have to smoke ksuso. All these things, which is a real chiv. Okay, just to conclude, the Chasam Sofer in his Drushas on page 27 discusses Chayav Inish Nemesumi. So he says like this: Chayav Inish Nemesumi Parad Lo Yoda. For Amor Perish Hashon, Yidin Yom Kach. Hinei Ksiv Zechet Tzadik Levracha. If you mention a tzadik's name, it brings bracha. V'shem Rishayim Yirkav. The name of Rishayim should, you know, right away. Rochas al tala recovered mishmam shal yizochu v'lo alev la'olam. You shouldn't even say the name of a, you know, like people say, Yana Rasha, you know. Ki ha'kori mishmam ma'ore ha'tumam. Because if you say the name of a Rasha, you ma'ore the tumah. V'shich al-atzmah. V'chei ksiv avi avosu tumah hi avar zara lo yisham al-picha. You shouldn't say the names of avar zara. So you say the name of a dover Rasha, the molich sheker benafsho. Umizeh atam netzavinu machol timcha zecher amolak afilu shebeitzim shavavonim shlo yizacher shmo od ki elamichshol masker oven. Vahefech bizacher shem tzadik. But if you mention the tzadik's name, you orer shorsha elyon yikne shleimus benafsho. You orer good things. Lachin zecher tzadik levracha. Ono nearly hazocha yochol is kol shmo shel Rasha. Al klola okrum and olam. You could say the name, but if he's saying the name of the Rasha to curse, then you can say the name. Kasher shamati me'avi mori bala mechaber sefer aflo also listakel pnei Rasha ki al you'll call me tumoso asher nekod b'fan of yitma nafsho. Achazocha yistakel bo v'yasel gal shel atzomus. Achanan b'inyan atzchir enal. So he says, Yaduk il hamshich ruach ha-kodesh b'nafsho l'varach ish l'fi mo'anlo al-hakos nefesh asher ros Yistarach Simchas Mitzvah. The Nefesh Shomas Hashem Mishtiyan Yeinu Vechilas Mitat Matame Yitzchak. You see, but yeah, we're almost finished. Yeah, okay, we're almost finished. 2 minutes, I'll finish. Yaduhu ki l'hamshich ruach hakodesh benafsho l'varach yish mahalo. In other words, if you want to be mamshich the good of the tzaddik, or you need Simchas Mitzvah. Shtiyas Yayin. So he says like this. Omilom Yematz, when Esav is high, then Yaakov is low. And when Yaakov's high, Esav is low. But Omer, so he says like this, on page 28. So, in other words, so the Hapital, you know, you don't have to say, if you say Baruch Mordechai, it's like you said Or Haman. Because if Baruch Mordechai, then by definition it's Or Haman. Chayin hefach, ki ariyusu shal Haman sparach Mordechai memela. Because if Or Haman, then it's memela. We call Mokam have the rabbi name, ki hazocher, but if you zocher tzadik levracha, you see, but the problem is, if you're going to say Or Haman, you're going to mention Haman's name, that can be a problem, because, you know, you're mentioning his name. Okay, Omer Chayiv Inish Lamasumi Bupuraya, you should get drunk. So this way, you could say, you don't have to say Or Haman. You could just say Baruch Mordechai. Hashim Shachalav Or Gadol Shalvay Simcha Shal Mitzah Adloy Yehefesh Ben Omer Or Haman Omer Baruch Mordechai. You could also Lufa Like Day Simcha's Mitzvah Kipulas Yitzchak. So you could, so you'll be able to be Maorer the bracha on Mordechai, and then that'll accomplish the same thing of Or Haman. So it was the Hub Hatalia. Okay, whatever it is, Rabosai, we should have a good, meaningful Purim. It should be safe and wholesome, and we should come away with Aliyah of, in a wholesome way. And you shouldn't drive. You know, drive if you're gonna drink. Then for sure, osik b'mitzvah patur min mitzvah, that you're patur from the mitzvah of drinking if you're gonna drive. So it works in both ways. Everyone should have a freilich in Purim, la yudim harisa, or a simple sosa yikar, kinti alona.